This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Victoria, 31 less 29 means two days. La deuxième en français. Hello. Here is the way for you to rule the conversation. Listen to us on the DJV show. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara. Jennifer got stuck in some deal. There's so many things going on in her life. She makes me look like I'm lazy sometimes. So she will not gracious with her presence today, but Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the focus, all eyes, ears, noses, minds are on the water, on Houston, on the people there, the TV news team that saved the life of a truck driver stranded in the floodwaters. The reporter was from television station KHOU, Brandy Smith, the name, broadcasting from North Houston's Beltway, when she saw a tractor-trailer surrounded by water. The cab was filling up. The driver was still inside. She reported, quote, the lights are on in this truck and the windshield wipers were going. It does look like there was somebody inside, movement inside the truck. She was talking to viewers as she was approaching the truck. She realized the driver was inside, called out, sir, are you okay? Can you get to the top of your vehicle? Can you get to the top of the truck? Don't climb into the water. And then a few minutes later, a sheriff's office truck and boat came over in that direction. She flagged him down, said that, and this is all going on, by the way, while she's doing her television report. There's a truck driver stuck in there, 10 feet of water. The water's filling up his cab. And she turned around and went back to the camera, told the viewers, quote, I'm trying not to break your eardrums as I scream. Sheriff's officials prepared to put their boat in the water. One of them told Brandy that a truck driver in the same location last year died when he was stranded in a flood. She turned back to the camera saying, quote, I can't imagine how terrifying it would be to be in the place, this fellow's place right now. Put yourself in that place. And I think that's really kind of what you look at things like this and you think, oh, well, that's there and I'm here. Well, that's true for this moment and in this situation, but imagine you being in that circumstance, because it could happen to most any of us under different circumstances. If there's a tornado or some other natural event takes place, you get yourself into circumstances sometimes that you can't get out. I mean, think about it. There are two huge reservoirs in Houston, and water came out of those reservoirs as the levels threatened their stability. Even though the floods were worse in these neighborhoods, they opened up the dams, the Attucks Dam, the Barker Dam, the Army Corps of Engineers said they didn't know how long they would leave them open. But what it did was create more of a flood in the area. This is sort of, I don't want to sound like Dougie Downer here, and I'm not an engineer, and I don't play one on the radio, but I do have a certain amount of common sense, and what I lack in common sense, I'll turn to Victoria and Kara for
the engineering know-how.
The common sense quotient, though, about I understand the Army Corps of Engineers says the reservoirs are at extremely high risk of catastrophic failure, which would have, you know, just think about it, in a bad movie or any kind of movie, where something like this happens and the dam breaks and the water goes and floods everything. There was a failure in 2009, apparently, And what happened was 410,000 acres got flooded. So in this circumstance, the neighborhoods were flooded. There was more water than might have been the case, but that was better. There was less water than would have come if the dams broke. So more water than what they were just getting from Mother Nature in the form of rain, which I guess at this point is, what, 50-some-odd inches? And then the rain continues today, doesn't it? Look at the forecast for down there. It looks like...
Well, yeah, and it the latest breaking news on it is that Harvey's regaining strength, and it's circling back again, and it's going to make landfall again.
Ah, sweet.
So, yeah, and now I guess Louisiana is also, New Orleans has closed some school buildings and things like that, so they're also preparing. And, you know, and then the Cajun Navy, which is just a group of citizens who got together after Katrina to, you know, they had to help themselves because no one else was helping them. Yeah. They've now moved into Houston and are helping rescue people on boats. And
that's the best, that shows the best of humanity. Versus the
well, Texas helped after Katrina. Texas helped too.
Yeah.
So you know, it's nice that the other states are helping each other. I mean, it's a mess, and this is going to take such a long time to recover from. I mean, the amount of water damage that Hurricane Sandy did on the East Coast is nothing compared to this. I mean, this is insane.
So well, but under the circumstances, you think about what. It would have been like had we, what was it like 200 years ago or 400 years ago or 1,000 years ago in these same sort of, there weren't as many people, and there wasn't the refineries. One of the things going to happen as a result of this is the, if you know where we make our gasoline, about 15% of the oil refinery capacity in our country comes from this area, and it's been knocked out by the hurricane.
Yeah.
So you can be sure the price of gasoline is going to go up by the end of the week. It's just that's what will happen because these people, they had to close these down because they would explode if they were operational and they were compromised by water.
Right.
If people say, well, why do you have those places, why do you have the refineries there? Because that's where the oil is. So expect the price you pay at the pump to be up by 15 to 25 cents by the weekend. That's pretty much what you can...
Well, I think depending expect. On where you are, that I don't think that that's going to affect, like, Jersey gas.
Because
Jersey gas
sure.
is its own source.
I know. But, you know, they use this... These companies use this as an excuse to raise the prices. Let's see what happens. We'll give it... We'll wait and see. We'll figure it out on Friday. So, then there's the story of Pastor Joel Osteen.
Oh, that guy.
I love his message, but I don't care for him. I think he's a shiny suit.
Yeah.
I have this whole thing. His message is fabulous, but he, I think, is a...
Well, what message do you think is so fabulous?
Well, I think his presentation of... the idea of delivering a message that is about peace, about honor... About goodwill, about how you can make your life better. I don't want to get distracted. Most people know who Joel Osteen is, understand what his message is. You like it or you don't like it. I like it. I don't care for him. And I think I have a sense of people when I look at him. When I look at, you know, there's no reason in the world that people of the cloth shouldn't make money. There's not any of it that. Is on the surface negative, except he's always rubbed me the wrong way. When I look at him, when I listen to him, and people will be yelling at me, he has a fabulous message. But he...
I don't think it's dissimilar to other messages that aren't in a package of a shiny suit and in a stadium.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's the message is great.
Yeah.
He's not. And as an example of that...
He's
very smarmy. As an example of that, his church, which normally has 17,000 people every weekend, it's an old arena.
Yeah.
And there are about 18,000 people that go. His church was not flooded by Harvey. He was asked to open it and bring in displaced people, and he said no. He wouldn't do that. So when he canceled the services, the statement on the church's website read, although we'll not be having a live service, we'll be streaming a previous service. It was all about the service. There was nothing in there. We are praying for your safety during this time.
Mm-hmm.
And then he took to his Twitter account to write about the storm. But again, he was asked to open the doors of the church. And
when he said, isn't that pretty much like, see, this is what bugs me about him. It's like, it's fake Christianity. You want to claim you're a good Christian. You want to be a really good Christian. The first thing you do is open your doors.
You be a good Christian. You just be a
good person. I'm saying, right. But I'm saying if you're wrapped up under the umbrella of Christianity, then the first thing you do is open your doors. I mean, that's basic. I don't know how people could.
Criticized on Twitter. And this is what I see here. God uses people to push you to where you're supposed to be. Without them, you couldn't fulfill your destiny. Victoria and I are praying for everybody affected by the hurricane. Please join us as we pray for the safety of our Texas friends and family. Give people the grace to change. Don't judge their whole life. Well, I don't know, whatever that is. Oh, he said this, don't judge me on one mistake. And then he said, there's a simple phrase, you have to get down in your spirit. God's got this. God is still on the throne. He brought you through the past. He'll bring you through again. So basically, God will help you, but I won't.
Exactly. Fraud, fraud, fraud.
Yeah, I look at the church. It's filled with people. Some of the I'm not sure whether it's I can't see any example of him as there's the usual Twitter of the house he lives in and
But I agree with you. I don't care. He can live in the biggest house ever built. That doesn't bother me. I don't care. But this is, you know, when it comes to push comes to shove here and you want to spread this message of embracing people and loving each other and all this stuff, and then you don't do the simplest thing that you could possibly do. Open your doors to your stadium, your NBA stadium. I mean, come on. I think that's just, you're a total fraud in a shiny suit. I've never liked this guy, and this is seals the deal for me.
Yeah. Well,
I always had a bad vibe, and now that seals it. Thank you, Doug.
I'm just, I like the message.
But a lot of other people have the same message, and they would open their doors.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know. I'm not talking about
I can tell
I'm
you.
Talking about him.
I know, but I'm just saying there are a lot of other people who are worthy of having that
good.
Type of audience. You
this
know?
Is not this is not a good. This doesn't make him look like a good human being. 19 past the hour. This is the DJ. Say it again, Doug. DJ V Show.
With free next day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples, it's pro time. Orders over $49.99, placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
The final days of the Ford Summer Sales event are here. Now through September 5th, save big on Ford SUVs like Escape, Edge, and Explorer with 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand. It's the last chance to get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in across a full lineup of Ford SUVs. Hurry, it's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales event going on at your Ford dealer.
Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by September 5th, 2017.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
He's me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Every single curve you know that I love you, let me show you.
Lots of appropriate focus on Houston. Country singer Chris Young, one of those, stepping up to do his part, donated $100,000. He hopes it'll make a difference to those affected. He's from Corpus Christi, and that's a place where you wouldn't want to be. Hey, the focus is on Houston, and that's appropriate, but you get into Galveston and Corpus Christi, which are at sea level, and they are more affected by the storm. There just aren't as many people that live there as in Houston, so that's why all the attention on Houston. Young said, quote, I have family and friends there. I'm fairly positive my house down there may have to be torn down. It was in one of the areas hardest hit by the wind and the floods. But that's the least of my concern. I'm worried about the people who live there, my friends, my family, and my neighbors. I want to help them. His pledge is geared to a GoFundMe account to benefit the Red Cross. See, that's the problem.
I know. See, I hope the Red Cross doesn't mess this up the way they did Katrina.
Well, they mess up pretty much everything. They do.
I know.
But a lot of people give to them because they don't know what the background is or what the story is with the Red Cross. It's too bad he couldn't find someone. Well, listen, to each his own. They were stopping at the Dallas Starplex Pavilion, Lady Antebellum was, and so there's another pledge there. The proceeds from selling the merchandise going to the victims of the storm, saying, we're sad we had to cancel our Houston show, but all the merchandise sales from Dallas will go to helping people of Houston. And then there was Kevin Hart, who started what he called the Hurricane Harvey Relief Challenge, asking The Rock and Beyonce and Chris Rock, Jay-Z, Dave Chappelle, Jerry Seinfeld, Steve Harvey, Justin Timberlake to donate as well. Why not just everybody?
He targeted them specifically on Instagram because he's friends with them, and I think he wanted everybody to get in on it. And so he was, as of last night, he was working on setting up, a GoFundMe or something like that.
Well, just don't give to the Red Cross, because the money doesn't go to where it's supposed to go, that's all. There's plenty of places, and maybe watch what he does. Keep your eye on what Kevin Hart would do. I imagine it's pretty easy to Google Kevin Hart and Hurricane Relief Fund or something like that. that might be more worthwhile to support. I just think the Red Cross is a horror show. So that's the story of Chris Young. I kind of don't want to question motives, but I would rather these people, just in my own world, if I were going to give $100,000, I wouldn't really want to tell anybody, just do it.
But a lot of times, though, I know what you're saying, and I'm a private...
Challenges others to do the same thing?
Yeah, I'm a private donor in that sense, too, but when you say, I'm pledging $100,000, give what you can,
yeah,
you know, and it does motivate a lot of people.
All right, next up, musically, Adam Levine taking issue with the VMAs, didn't shy away from expressing his disapproval of what happened. It was always exciting to see how utterly horrible the VMAs will be. He said they delivered this year.
He's not wrong either.
Shared his rage over the fact that MTV cut Julia Michaels' performance of her song Issues. She gets cut off while she's singing and Lord gets not to sing her whole song.
You know, I thought this was really rude, too, because they cut to commercial break during Julia Michaels singing, but
yeah,
they also, a few seconds in, started announcing what was coming up next and putting, like, graphics over top of her.
Like,
bad. I mean, you couldn't... It was the first performance of the night, too, so they just spent a half an hour of Katy Perry doing who knows what, and then they get to an exciting part and cut it off.
Well, it's all about ego and... things like that. It is what it is. It's all, yeah, you know, what else can you say about it? It is what it is. Or was. 28 past the hour, DJV time.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through October 4th.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As summer wraps up, whether you're planning one more road trip, a backyard barbecue, or shopping for back to school, it pays to know all of your opportunities to earn rewards. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive Kevin Condon recommends layering your rewards programs to maximize earning opportunities.
Many grocery stores and gas stations have their own rewards programs. Earn even more rewards by paying with a credit card like Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards, which offers 3% cash back on gas purchases, and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs.
Another tip from Condon is to take advantage of banking rewards programs to further boost credit card rewards.
Bank of America Preferred Rewards offers perks such as credit card cash back bonuses of up to 75%, no-fee ATM transactions, and waived fees on everyday banking services. Since Preferred Rewards launched in 2014, Bank of America customers have earned over $500 million in cash back and points bonuses.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to glassdoor.com or download the app today.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
After Tuesday, the 29th of August, those of us who are away from the maddening storm, which would include all three of us, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. We're safe. Kara's in Washington, and Victoria's in New York, and I'm in Boston. I see a little bit of rain in the forecast from this tomorrow at some point where I am, and I guess probably there'll be a little bit of residue from this stuff, but the storms turned around, as Victoria was indicating earlier, and could lambaste them some more for a couple of more days. Meanwhile, the solution to the question people say to me in quick notes, Twitter, at Doug Steffen, okay, you said don't give to the Red Cross. Who do we give to? So at the moment, Victoria is kindly posting on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show, a list of places or organizations that I think are worthy of consideration, because I don't think the American Red Cross is the way to go. Salvation Army, okay. HelpSalvationArmy.org. Catholic Charities, USA.org. Global Giving, globalgiving.org/Harvey. You can text. There'll be a lot of, when you go there, they'll tell you what else you can do, sending a check, wiring money, whatever it is. Save the Children would be, if I were giving money, it would go to Save the Children. I think they have a fabulous organization.
Oh, good. I have them listed already.
Yeah, Save
I'm still
the
putting
children.
This list together, but yeah, that's a good one. Okay. And Catholic Charities does so much work, too.
They're okay. Joel Osteen can learn a little from them. Let's see here. Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund set up by the mayor, the Greater Houston Community Foundation will accept donations, and that is easy enough to get to by going to ghcf.org, Greater Houston Charitable Foundation or Community Foundation. So you can help them that way if you feel to. And you know what? This is one of those things where nickels, dimes, and quarters are fine. Whatever you feel to give, whatever you can, if you can't, understand. If you won't, it's just the way you are. It's okay. You can donate blood because there are a lot of people who have been very, very, very hurt physically, mentally.
Yeah.
The whole thing. So there is because people can't give, the normal flow of blood is not taking place because people can't get to the places where, the collection centers. So a lot of injuries from the storm. You can contact in this case, the Red Cross is okay because you don't have to give them any money. But you can also go to your local, their donation centers sometimes, and there are, if you go to the hospital, you can take your blood there.
That's what I think the Red Cross is good for, donating blood.
Good.
They have almost, I think, 30 or 40 shelters set up now. Those are the things that
they
Red Cross is good
at. They have fresh drinking water, and people say, well, then I'll give money to help them provide water and food and toiletries and clothing and bedding and stuff. Yeah, but their cost of administration, the way they run the place, it's just too, it's like the government. It's just too big.
Mm-hmm.
And doesn't get, they put, I remember Rich McFadden of this program told a story once where he gave $1,000 to something, I don't remember what it was, and he traced the money and it never went anywhere. It just stayed in the bank account making money. It didn't go. So anyway, I don't want to belabor that point. Just you use your own judgment, do what you want to do. I wouldn't do it, and I won't.
Yeah.
I would like that Greater Houston Community Fund looks like something that's worthwhile.
And we also have
go ahead, excuse me.
Yeah, the Children's Hospital too. We also have the Houston Food Bank that's doing a lot of great work in collecting dry canned goods and things like that. I think people tend to overlook local food banks in a time of crisis.
Yeah.
But a local food bank is really important to support.
So here's JJ Watt from the Houston Texans. He says he's starting a fundraiser himself, raised $270,000 already. Actually, I think he's got $687,000.
Yeah, and we have another update. He's got $1.2
million
now.
Has he?
He's doing really well. And this is through youcaring.com. That link is not related to the Red Cross. That link is up on our Facebook page as well if you want to donate to JJ's fundraiser.
Youcaring.com.
Right.
Youcaring.com. All right, so the storm has affected about 7 million people. I saw a number yesterday, it may have been as high as 13 million, 18 counties have been affected by this.
Wow.
Also, as long as we're in the sports pew here, the NBA has pitched in to help as well. Apparently, Boston Celtics guard Gerald Green is from that area, is that right?
He's from Houston.
Right.
He's been down in Houston for the last couple of days trying to do whatever he can to help. He's been driving around. He initially took his truck and was starting to get people out to evacuate and telling them it's not safe, and now he's looking for a boat. He was driving around yesterday and he was asking people on social media, if you have a boat, I need to borrow it. I want to start rescuing people with boats.
Yeah, well, you can't drive anywhere.
Yep.
That's for sure. Here's new Houston Rocket star Chris Paul teaming up with J.J. Watt to help with donations, $50,000. So anyway, and the fellow who owns the Rockets gave $4 million. But to the Houston mayor, that local Houston relief fun. That's the place for...
But isn't the mayor, I feel like, isn't he part of this problem because he didn't order evacuations?
Yeah. Yeah, but it, a little late to worry about that now, so...
I know, but...
You do what you can do with what you got, yeah. The politicians is like Osteen, the same... I say old, it's Osteen.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's O-S-T-E-E-N, I think that's how you spell his name. Yeah. All right, so there's that... there's lots of different things. The local, the largest children's hospital in Houston is Driscoll Children's Hospital, and their donation line is driscollchildrens.org. You can, I don't know whether you posted that or not or saw it.
I didn't see that one, but I can add that, sure.
Yeah, okay. It's a facility that's just for young patients, and it was in the direct path, got wrecked. And they had to, all they could do to get the kids out of there before basically the place got destroyed. So, and it is, it's, you know, I'm withholding my, it's hard for me to figure out what's real and what isn't here when it comes to the national political state. I remember during Katrina when Bush and the FEMA people were criticized justifiably for just plodding along and doing what they do or don't do well, and that's, you know, mess things up or not necessarily be much of a help.
Mm.
And I'm loathe to give people an opportunity to take shots at Trump because I don't really know in all of the fog of what's true and what isn't, what really is being done by the feds. It's not clear to me. And again, this is I saw a picture.
Isn't he going there today?
Fake picture. I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
The picture of the Houston airport that was supposedly flooded with planes covered with water, which was a complete fake. The planes. First of all, there aren't any planes there. They got all the planes out. That airport's closed. There's no plane on the ground there. That's what happens during a storm. When the airlines know there's going to be a storm like this, they just clean all the planes out. They take them someplace else, get them out of there. So if there was one plane on the ground, I'd be surprised in terms of commercial airline. There may be some private planes there, but the water is not up to the engines at the airport. Anyway.
Apparently Southwest Airlines was flying the remaining stranded customers in Houston at the airport.
Well, see, they go out of hobby. They don't go out of the Houston International, the George.
Oh, okay.
They don't fly out of George Bush. They fly out of hobby. And I think that it was far enough out or away so that it would have had the Houston hobby is.
Is it a smaller, much smaller airport?
Well, yeah, it's like Midway in Chicago. It basically is Southwest's airport.
Okay.
They get into cities, and the smaller airports they tend to dominate. And Houston's an example. Dallas, I think it's called Freedom Field or something. In Chicago, that circumstance exists. Like in New York, they fly a lot of flights out of LaGuardia, but they don't fly out of JFK, that sort of thing. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things to know, a lot of things to understand and acknowledge, but it is, man, what a horrible... Jeez. Just be thankful if you're listening to me and you're anywhere, but... down in Houston. It's pretty much located, as Victoria was saying, it's Louisiana now a little bit, but Houston, if you look at a map, Houston on the east coast, it's the southeast coast of Texas, and the way the crow flies is only a couple hundred miles to New Orleans, so you can kind of figure in more oil refineries there, so if the storm heads in an easterly direction, it's one of those things. The way the jet stream has flown in the last couple of days, it's down south and it's pushed the storm back out to sea. And when the storm goes out to sea, the water's warm, it gains strength, and bingo, back it goes. It looks for, it's like anything else. These storms look for a vacuum. They're filling a hole. The wind doesn't blow normally. It's interesting if you understand hurricane patterns. Winds flow normally west to east. So if it wasn't for the warm waters of the Gulf and that area of the Atlantic, then you wouldn't have these. You'd never have these storms. But because all summer long, all these waters are warming up, and you get into the Caribbean where the temperature in the water is 90 degrees, 85 degrees, And in the right atmospheric conditions, that's how this stuff gets going. And it looks for if there's there's always a vacuum. That's what causes weather. Weather is caused by vacuums. That's why it changes, because there are different vacuums and the weather fills those holes. And so with a hurricane, a tornado, anything like that, comes from the atmosphere, it's going to find its hole and fill it. So down in the Gulf, however the jet stream is working, it pushed the storm out to sea, and so it gains momentum because the water is warm, and the jet stream then moves up, and it moves to the north, and the hurricane pushes back inland. So that's going to make... Just be thankful if you're not there, that you're not there. That's probably as best as you can put it. You know, one of the things, here's an idea for you. As we bring MyPillow back into the fold here on the DJV experience, may I suggest the following? And I'm gonna actually send this along to this person at MyPillow that I deal with. This would be a great way for you to help, and they ought to perhaps, they'll do what they want to do business-wise, but if you could buy a couple of pillows and they be sent to, instead of, like, here's the deal this week is for two travel pillows and the regular pillows to be yours for 50% off. So you buy two, and they ship the two to you, and then they ship the other two to people who need them in Houston or in the storm. It's an idea. Maybe too complicated to pull off.
It's so funny. You read my mind. I literally started emailing the person that we have as a contact because I'd like to donate my pillows that we're getting.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons, you know, the George Brown Convention Center in Houston is now out of bed space, and they ran out of extra pillows and blankets. They don't have enough cots. I mean, these are things that really can help. If you don't want to give money, then this is a direct way to affect someone's life.
So here's an idea. When you call in, I'm not going to suggest you do this on MyPillow.com, because they don't, unless you just want to order the pillows for you and you don't want to help. But I would suggest talk to a human being at 800-716-5989 and use the code DJV, because they'll want to know what you're listening to or where this information came from. So if they get upset, excuse me, they can blame me for the idea. 800-716-5989. Use the code DJV. Buy the pillows, and instead of taking all four of them, take the two that you've gotten free anyway and give them to the hurricane relief. Okay? That's an idea. You do what you want. It's a great thing. Getting the pillows is great. Helping these people is great. 800-716-5989, code DJV.
Brought to you by Bank of America. As summer wraps up, whether you're planning one more road trip, a backyard barbecue, or shopping for back to school, it pays to know all of your opportunities to earn rewards. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive Kevin Condon recommends layering your rewards programs to maximize earning opportunities.
Many grocery stores and gas stations have their own rewards programs. Earn even more rewards by paying with a credit card like Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards, which offers 3% cash back on gas purchases and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs.
Another tip from Condon is to take advantage of banking rewards programs to further boost credit card rewards.
Bank of America Preferred Rewards offers perks such as credit card cashback bonuses of up to 75%, no-fee ATM transactions.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now 53 past the hour, it's Tech Talk time. Interesting information from Victoria Keelan about touchscreens and what they do, what impact they have on you as a shopper. That information coming up in a matter of moments. The DJV Experience bringing you our Focus on Technology, brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter. How different is ZipRecruiter? If you're hiring and you want to test it out, here's the way to find out how different they are. Use the code DJV when you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, and the first shot will be free. The first type of experience you have with them will be the learning experience that you have. So you can post your job to all these job sites, one click, and it goes everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. And then you'll see within 24 hours these candidates that are trying to get to you because they want the job that you posted. What a great way to run a business. This is a help for you. You need help finding the right person? Then the ZipRecruiter experience is the best way to find. It's a simple, you know, rate the candidates, manage them all on the dashboard at ZipRecruiter. Excuse me, it's fabulous. It really is. So businesses large and small using this, you can take advantage of the expertise that has been put together, use it free, and find out why all these companies are so enthusiastic about using ZipRecruiter. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Find the help you need free the first time around. Yes, you heard me right. Free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so what about touchscreens in this new study? It's a good thing I don't know how to use these things.
Yeah, because you may end up with a lot of farm equipment that you might not need. The new study shows that people who shop online using a touchscreen, so any type of a smartphone or an iPad or a tablet, you are much more inclined to buy frivolous things over actual necessities. I did not know this, but once I read this study, this makes so much sense for my life.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, yeah.
I find that, and Kara can attest to this, I find that I buy so many things that I probably don't need, and it's all through Instagram.
Remember that day we found, I sent you to a site, my site of the day was, what was that? It was some you
Brandless.
Bought. Yeah, brandless.
Brandless.
$3 things.
And then Victoria was on it for the next 3 hours.
And I did it all through my phone, and because I just kept tapping all the things that I wanted.
Okay,
but it's true. So, yeah, so this new study has actually, in one of the experiments, they had touch screen users were more likely to purchase things like a restaurant gift card rather than a grocery store gift card. And so for desktop users, it's the opposite that's true. So if you really want to stay focused and you have to buy necessities or you don't want to buy frivolous things, make sure you do your online shopping from a desktop computer or your laptop, anything that's not a touch screen. And for some reason, they say that the link might be because when you're on your desktop, it's more about work and logic and less about, you know, having fun. And so touch screens, the tactile impact that it has is more fun. So it, you can get into a lot of trouble online shopping that way.
Really?
I can attest to that.
Okay. All right, so let's see. Uber, for those of you who use it or follow what's going on there, they have a new chief executive.
Yeah. This was kind of interesting. This is a new CEO that Uber has picked, and it's not anyone that was on the short list. It was not. His name is Dara Khosrowshahi, or Khosrowshahi, you know, Shai. He's Iranian. He's been the CEO of Expedia for a while now, and he was not someone that anyone would have guessed could have taken over Uber and made it a success, but we'll see what he does. The Hewlett-Packard CEO, Meg Whitman, was really the favorite to get the job, but she had some serious issues with Travis Kalanick and how much involvement he would still continue to have as a board member of Uber. So now he, of course, has stepped down as CEO, but he is still going to have involvement in the company. So we'll see. Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. But apparently that's why Meg Whitman took herself out of the running.
Mm-hmm. There is always, you know how I love to find websites. Sometimes you laugh at me.
I'm going to put my phone away in case this is a good one.
Yeah, no, that's well, after the last one that I recommended. If you are a person who likes to garden and buy tools and look for design elements, there is a place called GardenWeb. GardenWeb that you might find of interest and import. It's connected to the University of Missouri. I think so. If you go either to GardenWeb, just Google GardenWeb or go to missouri.edu/GardenWeb and you'll find out. It's very visual. This is something that's come to my attention, how much of a business landscape architecture is and people wanting to garden or come up with ideas. So if you can't afford an architect, then you go here and you look for ideas. I thought that would be helpful. That's why I passed it along as a useful website. It's a
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.